Woo!
Welcome back. Here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Bobby Dooley standing by. We will talk with her in just a moment here about some contretemps happening there. They closed down their... What happened?
They'll not have...
I'll do it, thank you. They have the Circle of Taste membership inner chamber. They have stopped for now... Apparently, they've stopped for now membership sign-ups because they went off on a fact-finding tour to one of these, I don't know what you call it, winery. It's not a winery. Yes, it is a winery.
Where they have wine?
Yes, where they have wine. Yes, I know what they have there, Phil.
Yeah, they also got, grapes there. That's the difference.
Thank you, bud. That is the difference. They have wine, but they have grapes as well.
Okay, they have wine and grapes. I mean...
Phil, what is it with you trying to give me a hard time?
Look at Margaret, if you're telling me about a winery, yeah, they're going to have grapes and wine. Okay? I would think you, of all people, would know.
I do know, but I wanted to know what the name of this toilet... the name of the place that she went to was.
Easy, okay? Apparently, well, we might as well get her on the line right now. There were a couple of comments that I wanted to make. Lots of radio news today. Andrea, what's her name? Tartaros or something?
Andrea Tartano, I forget.
I don't know how to pronounce her name. Do you know, Robert?
Andrea Torno. Torno.
No, it ain't Andrea Torno. She's on the 5, and she's on the 4, and 3, 2, 1, blast off. No, I don't know. She's on Fox, but she's doing a talk show on the radio. And it made the news today that my old company, TRN, she's suing them. And she's suing them for specific things which I think are in the body of this document. Now, I've had my dealings with this company. I was with this company for 6 years. They were not happy years, and they were years that, quite frankly, I wish that I didn't have to be with them, but contractually I was committed to it. So there's an awful lot that she put into her lawsuit that I completely recognize, you know.
Such as?
I'm not going to get into it, okay? All I'm going to say to you, Miss... excuse me...
You know, Phil, that's awfully rude. Find out what her name is.
Excuse me, but that's what I asked you guys to do. Andrea
Toronto.
It ain't Toronto. She's very talented. She is on television, which is, I think, mostly what she's known for, her television appearances.
I would say that, yes, she is.
By the way, what is her name?
I don't know.
This is the first news story I've covered for a long, long, long spell where we don't know. We're very interested in who you are. We only know your first name.
Well, you know.
No, not well, you know nothing.
Now, everybody talking about George Washington, you only know George. What?
Yeah, that's a good point. That'd be like if we're talking about George Washington, we only know this guy, George. He was the first president. Well, let's just call him George. And,
Andrea Tornono, she...
Andrea Tornono. So you're just making up any name, huh?
Well, yeah, you gotta say something. You gotta say something, man. You know, I mean, why do we do this? You gotta do something.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Buzz. So anyway, yeah, I recognized a lot of stuff in that lawsuit.
Well, and you can't say anything.
No, I can't. I'm not going to. But it was one of many problems with this company that I had been with. And they handled my radio show, if you can call it handling it. Yeah, they handled it all right. Same way you may handle a fresh cow patty.
Just lift it up with a towel. Damn, and throw it away.
Yeah, you might say they lifted my show up with a towel and threw it away. In any event... So, you know, and this is my opinion, and I think I'm entitled to it. See, the thing about this company, they're just very weird people. You know how Scientologists are, you know how some people are afraid of talking about Scientology for fear of being, what do they call it?
Well, they get bum-rushed, and they get bullied, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. They're, you know, the same thing with these guys. You know, you're worried because they got a lawsuit going against Dow Global. They got a lawsuit going against I've read at least two lawsuits that they got going themselves. Now they're being sued by this host, this lady I was talking about. I think there's another possibility of a lawsuit going on. I mean, it's just one big lawsuit world, man. When we ought to be out there making money, going out kicking ass. Go out and do the job, man, you know. Yeah, remember when those guys didn't do the right thing? I got a job, man. I've got a job.
Yeah, like I said, go get a job.
But he said he had a job.
Yeah, I'll get a better job.
Okay, better. Yeah, well, he didn't like the job he had, so.
What are you talking about, Sonny?
I don't know what the guy's name was. It was one of the two guys that was, you know, Sal's kids, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But in any event, you know, in this day and age with the economy the way it is, let's go out and just kick some ass and do the job. This thing is suing each other. We got an industry, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Our industry, the radio industry, as I've said, and is corroborated everywhere. So don't even start with me. You know, the only thing that the radio business really hates it when you bring up business because it's embarrassing. And but it's got to be talked about. And the radio business is doing very, very poorly. Now, you would think with an industry that is getting its ass handed to it left and right, day and night, it would find some way to pull itself together, pull everybody together into the same room, sit down. You know, like one of those old crime commission movies we used to see with the criminals from all of the cities. Now we got to get together, okay? Bumping each other off is not what we do, you know?
Oh, I love those movies. You mean like with the
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll do it, bud. Like when they had
Yeah, like Kansas City, the Kansas City one.
Yes, they'd have Kansas City and they had...
You know, all the guys from across the country.
Yeah, but I like Kansas City.
Well, it doesn't matter what cities it was. It was the five families of New York and whoever the hell else.
Well, like who?
I don't know, man. Whoever those cities. What were those cities, bud?
Yeah, I was saying Kansas City.
Well, that ain't the only one.
But they had, like, Milwaukee.
Yeah, there you go. Milwaukee, Kansas City. Wasn't it Chicago?
No, that was the outfit. The outfit. No, 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 no. Not the outfit.
Why not the outfit?
Well, it was the outfit.
Yeah, you can call it, no. Like, it wasn't more of a banana family or nothing.
It ain't the banana family. And, you know, if you do that joke one more time...
You don't know. You really don't know.
What's it called?
Bonanno. Bonanno. What do you mean it can't be the outfit?
It didn't have the name.
You can't have... Like, ain't they supposed to call it like a Capone family?
I don't know. Isn't what? Are you telling me that the Chicago outfit, that's not a mafia? Of course it's the mafia.
I don't know. They can't call it the outfit.
What are the Bonannos and the Mangalinis and the Joe... Manginis, I don't know what their names are, and then the outfit?
The thing with the Chicago Mafia, from what I've read, was that Al Capone, who was indeed of Italian descent, Sicilian, he worked with all kinds of different ethnicities.
Thank you.
I just had a diet drink brought to me. Thanks, Susie. Bye. Bye.
Thank you, Susie, very much. She's a darling.
She is. She's very nice.
Are we getting Bobby Dooley on the line? Are we gonna... What is this all of a sudden? Gangland with Jerry Capucu or whatever his name is?
But don't have some disrespect. Jerry Capucci. Jerry's a great guy. He does a great column called Gangland. He has a website. Super guy. Really smart. Has fantastic information. And but we're not going to talk to him. We have Bobby Dooley instead. And we are very, very happy to talk with you, Bobby. I'm awfully sorry.
That's quite all right, Bill. One of the things that the Italian families do, and by extension, one of the things that the Italian, one would think the gangsters do, it's not that big of a piece of information, but they do...
They drink wine.
They do drink wine, and we went to a wonderful winery, Lo Stignano. I would have to find the exact spelling of it, but we went to Lo Stignano Los Fuculu. And
now, where is this?
Well, this, before I tell you where, it's in Alexander Valley, which is in Northern California. But I really didn't want to tell you that information. I wanted for you to understand what we're up against here with some of these homeowners, Phil. We felt it was very rude, if not downright subversive, to question whether or not I had actually been with members of our Circle of Taste membership inner chamber to this beautiful, beautiful place. Now, I have the name here. I don't know if...
I just found it, darling. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Phil and everybody listening. It's called... And the picture here is lovely, by the way. It's really lovely.
Thank you.
It is...
Well, hold on. That's a picture of an orange grove.
But it's a lovely picture approximating what the... The winery looks like, right?
Yeah, I looked for a picture that would approximate what it would look like.
Why didn't you just take a picture of the winery?
Well, Phil, the reason I didn't take a picture of...
Yeah, it's not my wife, Mr. Henry.
Mr. Dooley, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm fine.
And I know I'm talking to your wife, and I'm not being rude to her. She was the one that was just being rude to me, I think.
What'd she do?
She's mocking me. I'm asking her, why didn't she take a picture of this winery?
I didn't, Steve.
She did picture. They didn't allow it because it's too beautiful to be seen.
They don't allow pictures, and so I asked them why, and they said if we did, we'd have everyone here, and it would just it would lose its exclusivity.
Okay.
So that's why they didn't allow it, and I'm trying to explain that, and I'm having a very difficult time breathing because the most extraordinary thing. My husband came in. Steve, sit down. My husband came in wearing mariachi pants, and they are so sexy.
Oh, my God. I love those.
Yes. And I lost my breath.
That's all right, honey.
Wait a minute. You're having a hard time breathing because your husband's wearing mariachi pants?
I really wish that you wouldn't mock it, Mr. Hendry.
Phil.
All right. I mean, am I not asking a question that is...
Mr. Hendry's asking a question.
I know, but you're doing it for the comedic effect. I can hear it.
All right. Ms. Dooley, I apologize. I didn't mean to. Are you having a difficult time breathing?
I was. I'm all right now. Steve, just rub my shoulders, will you?
All right, babe.
Okay. And the reason why you were having a difficult breathing is, at time breathing, is your husband looked very attractive?
I would say so, yes.
All right. Let me take another break here. Margaret, you can see the time, so I'm not blowing anybody off. Look at me having to explain to people, because everybody's got such sensitive feelings about everything.
I didn't say anything, Phil.
Well, yeah, but I could tell you were. We're running late, and so we'll get back to Ms. Dooley and more on this very interesting situation vis-a-vis her homeowners association, a visit to a website that some people think, a visit to a winery, I should say, that some people think doesn't exist, and in point of fact, they went somewhere else so that they could get their kicks on, if you will, the company dime. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, welcome back here this Friday night. So what y'all got doing on the weekend? We got some football happening?
I don't watch the football, no.
All right, well, we will have some on Sunday. It is our game of the week. Ted Bell and... What am I trying to say here?
Can't be me and Steve Bozell.
That's right. Bud Dickman and Steve Bozell filling in for Ted Bell, who took ill with asthma last week. And we'll get an update on that when we talk to Stephen Bozell. Chud, I called this by you.
That's exactly right, Phil. You're lowering the... what have you got there? Give me that.
Don't take my iPhone from me.
I'm looking at it. Let's see. Chud, 1984 American horror film, produced by Bonnie... Yes, this is exactly what it is. Here.
Thank you very much. Apparently, it's a horror movie having to do with some subterranean... it's cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. That's me, huh?
I didn't say that was you. I said that's the level. The level that you are sinking this program to. The level of a cannibalistic... I can't read. What is it, a humanoid? It's... you live down there. What was the... Bobby, honey. Is Bobby... Bobby Dooley, are you there? This is Margaret.
Yes, I'm here.
What was the film your boys were telling you about that they'd watched that they loved so much that had the one-eyed...
Oh, The Morlock. The Morlock. They said, Mom, rather than call someone a moron, can't we call them a Morlock? And I said, well, what's that? And they said it was the movie that they were seeing. And I said, well, what's it called? And they said, it's called The Tunnel. Is that it?
No, it's called The Time Machine.
Well, how do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Because the Morlock was a creature from the novel by H.G. Wells called The Time Machine.
Well, Phil, here you go, starting. Are you talking about a book movie? Because the book movies, you are so removed, I think, from popular taste.
Oh, a book movie? Is that what you guys are calling it?
Phil, a book movie is a movie... that's made from a book. We're talking about a fun movie, all right?
This is a fun movie. It was
It's called The Time Machine. It's pretty bitchin', although I never did see H.G. Wells. Who is he?
He's the writer of the book that the movie was based on. I never saw H.G. Wells.
Was that a movie?
No, it was a writer. Was that a movie? You guys are really...
So this is where you start to get all, oh, look at me, I read books.
Is there something wrong with reading books? Margaret, you're a writer.
There's nothing wrong with reading books, Phil. But when you read a book, read a book. When you go to a movie, don't come out of the movie and go, oh, I read the book, woo-woo, woo-woo.
Yeah, don't do that. If my sons had done that, I think I would have felt very inferior. It would have felt as if they were trying to make me feel lesser than I am. And you can imagine, Margaret, of being a mother. Phil, you're not a parent, so you don't even know.
Don't say that. I helped raise 4 children, okay? I was a stepdad, so don't tell me I don't know what it is to be a parent. I know what it is to be a guardian. I know what it is to...
All right, Phil, please don't give the speech again about step-parents.
Miss Dooley, that's very rude to interrupt me.
Phil, she's trying to explain something.
I'm trying to explain that when your sons say to you, oh, Mom, that was a book, then I feel very put down and stepped on and everything like that. Thank God that they didn't say that it was.
Were they aware that that was made from a book?
No, they weren't.
I don't know how old the kids are. I mean, I know that Dylan is approaching college age. Did he not know?
No, just because Dylan's a senior in high school, Phil, doesn't mean that he's written any of the...
Not written. Has he read them?
I mean, read any of G. Wells or Don Wells. I don't know.
Don Wells, that's a good one.
But, you know, Phil is pressing this point.
H. G. Wells... I got to tell you, I won't press the point. I'm sorry. I apologize. I really am. I apologize. Just that H.G. Wells, I would have thought maybe, you know...
Well, are you putting down our high school here, Phil?
I will say... No, I'm not putting your high school down. I'm just saying every high school should, at some point, expose their students to H.G. Wells. I mean, any of the major writers of the world. And he was one of the major writers the last 100 years.
Well, was he as big as... who's the other man?
Ernest Hemingway.
Every bit as big as Ernest Hemingway. Every bit as big.
Are you putting me on?
Oh, no, I'm not putting you on. He was big in his country. Ernest Hemingway was big in America. Both men were very big internationally. H.G. Wells was huge both in America and in... he was huge both in his home country of Great Britain and the United States. I'd say every bit as big. And probably, in his own way, H.G. Wells far more influential. So, you know...
I think that's a load...
Well, all right. Thank you very much, Bobby.
Well, you know, Phil, when you're talking, I just do. I just think it's a load. I think it's a load. And people like Margaret and I are the ones that have got to scrub the skid marks.
Yeah, you're not scrubbing the skid marks.
Why don't you shut up?
Are you there?
I'm here. You know what? Let's forget all about it, and let's talk about your trip to wherever the hell, you know, what the hell, the fancy farm that you went to? Or
the fancy farm?
Yeah, I had a little bit of respect.
Where did you go?
We went to a winery, Phil, and this winery is located in Northern California. Now, I know who you're talking about. Jim Brewer and his wife, Don Shuttle Brewer. There was another couple, the Kale family, Dennis and Cynthia McDonough Kale.
When you say McDonough Kale, that's her maiden name, right?
Yes.
Phil, don't make an issue out of it. Every woman today has a hyphenated name.
Why don't you?
Because I don't need it. Women that are not prominently known, such as the women that she's talking about, need to have a hyphenated name. So it gives them what, Bobby?
It gives them a little bit of a sense of notoriety.
But because you two women are more well-known, you don't need a hyphenated name.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo.
Give the man a cigar.
Here, Phil.
I don't want a white owl, thank you.
Oh, well, excuse me, a Cohiba do?
I don't smoke cigars.
Why not?
I don't smoke cigars.
Why, because Freud said they're a phallic symbol?
Freud never said they were a phallic symbol. Freud said sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Yes, but he was talking about phallic symbols.
Freud might have been talking... Oh, well, here we are talking about Freud. You didn't want to talk about H.G. Wells a few minutes ago.
No, but I do want to talk about Freud, because he talks about...
Because he talks about sex.
Yes.
Great. And as long as we're on the subject of phallic symbols, well, it might be right up your alley, huh?
You go to hell.
Phil, that was uncalled for.
You know, I'm getting really tired of this. I'm getting tired of not having control over my own show.
You're going to take control, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, you take control.
Well, I don't care what those two... That was uncalled for.
I'm not going to sit and listen to you guys take this show straight into hell anymore. I wanted to talk to her about this winery. I got into H.G. Wells. We're down to now phallic symbols and cigars. And still I don't have any answer to this, the $64,000 question, which is this place that she went to with her, whatever the hell this this group of people is, this what is it called?
It's called the Circle of Taste.
The Circle of Taste, whatever the hell that is, whatever it represents, you know, I don't know what that may be, but she was supposed to go to some winery with these people, and turn that off, bud.
I like it.
I don't care if you like it. Turn it off. In any event, she was supposed to go to some winery with these people, and there has been some questions to whether they actually went to a winery or someplace else. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Woo! Boy, isn't that mysterious?
World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Thank you, Bobby Dooley, for being with us this evening. Bobby on the line from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Margaret Gray in studio with us as we discuss, or try to discuss, or will eventually discuss. I understand. Yeah, you know, I'll take it upon myself. We've gotten sidetracked. That's fine. But from this point forward, you have to allow me to run this show, if you don't mind.
That is absolutely fine, Phil.
Thank you. By the way, Ms. Dooley, and this is not getting sidetracked, because Ms. Dooley had posted on her Facebook fan page last night that you were critiquing my intake of Diet Pepsi.
I had seen you drinking a lot of Diet Pepsi, Phil.
Yeah, a lot of us have noticed.
And
a lot of you have noticed.
Yeah.
And so I felt that, and I think Margaret had said to me, you know, Phil's drinking a lot of Diet Pepsi, and I did. So I said that you are swilling it. I think I used the word. I think you're slopping it down. You look like you're just slopping it down, like you're kneeling at a pond in the middle of a Serengeti somewhere, you know.
Yes, it does look that way, Phil.
Slopping it down, okay.
Well, it looks, Phil, I'm sorry, but it's going to kill you. It's very bad for you.
I understand. I sometimes I need the caffeine. But it was in that post that you said chud.
Well, I'm saying that you, as you slop and swill this filth down...
You're talking about a product here. They're, you know, maybe I've got an opportunity to get them as a sponsor.
Oh, fat chance. Are you talking about Diet Pepsi?
Yeah.
Fat chance.
Someday, you watch me, Diet Pepsi will sponsor this show.
Okay, so whatever fantasy, but the point that I'm making for now... You're slopping it down like a...
Like a what?
It's not healthy, and so that's why I said you are slowly, I think you're slowly devolving to the level of chud. Yes, the cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller.
And that's what we meant by chud.
And, folks, I want to make a note. They both have serious, straight looks on their faces.
Why wouldn't I?
Oh, get out of here, chud. A B-movie from 1984, a cornball sci-fi, you know, so bad it's good, I guess. It's real crud, bud. You've seen it.
I've seen them all.
What'd you think of Chud?
That was fine. There is a pretty good scene where a guy gets, you know, his head ripped off and everything.
Well, I've never seen it. I just think it's an interesting concept.
What, are you nuts or something?
Excuse me.
We're talking, Phil, about the possibility. Only the possibility that there are underground... I know you think we're getting sidetracked. Okay, fine. But I shudder to think, Phil, if someday, and it may never happen, but someday, something comes up out of a sewer system, and may God help us all.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, okay, fine. I hope you're the first... I really hope you're the first home in attack.
What's so funny?
Are you kidding? I really hope it's the first... Anyway, folks...
Are you kidding?
Steve, you got to listen to this guy on the radio that's interviewing me.
Let me talk turkey with you, huh?
Yeah, okay, Steve. Talk turkey with me.
All right. All I'm going to tell you is, my wife come in here, and she's panning because on account of the pants I was wearing.
Okay, I want people to know something.
Phil, you're going to get sidetracked.
No. I would not. I would never not allow Steve your moment in the sun, because last half hour...
All right, okay. You want to make an ass out?
Phil, if you tell the audience what happened, I'd be happy to do it.
No, I'll do it. Bobby was on the air with me last half hour when we were beginning our discussion, and she was out of breath. And I asked her, are you okay? Are you hyperventilating? And she suddenly tells me that she's lost her breath, or she's having shortness of breath because her husband has walked in.
He's laughing, isn't he?
He's stifling a laugh, yeah.
Okay, I'll take over.
No, you're not taking over. I'm going to.
Let me just...
No, I'm going to say it. Her husband, Steve, walked in wearing mariachi pants. And,
He's laughing. Good night, Mr. Henry. Thank you very much. Our attorney will be in touch.
Well, Phil, you get what you pay for.
Isn't that the truth? When I bring them on the show, you better believe it.
What happened?
You were sitting here, don't you remember?
No.
I'll do it.
She comes on the air here, and she's talking about her husband just walked in the room. And Ms. Dooley, if you hang up on me...
My husband came into the room looking like a man. And God knows we've got a few of those.
Ms. Dooley, your husband came into the room wearing mariachi pants. Okay, is that right?
My attorney is Roy Boyd Fletcher.
Ms. Dooley, you're going to keep hanging up, and I'm going to keep answering. At some point, I'm not going to answer.
Go ahead.
All right, well, let me just say, I came in, I had on mariachi pants.
That's what I've been telling people, Mr. Dooley. You had on mariachi pants.
But they fit tight, and they look sleek and good.
That's great, man. I'm sure they do. Oh, okay, there they go. Yep, I knew it.
Well, at least she didn't say that her attorney would be in touch.
Well, I probably should understand that by now, that her attorney will be in touch as soon as we're open for business. So anyway, Bobby lost... I don't know why you guys are all... What's with the straight faces around here? You cats all lost your sense of humor or something?
I don't know, man. I mean, there are a lot of people, very powerful people.
Let me tell you who the most powerful people is, okay? Me. I is.
You did that on purpose.
Yep, that's right. I'm the most powerful people that you know, right here in this room. Ain't nobody gonna mess with me or this show, okay? Do you understand? And Dooley comes on here. Are you trying to tell me, with a straight face... Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because,
What?
Well, you are. You're trying to tell me with a straight face that I'm not allowed to laugh when Dooley tells me that she's out of breath because her husband...
Woo! Man!
Phil, you don't know what it is to be a woman. I remember when I first met Frank.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. That's right. Here we go. Here we go. When I first met Frank, I can tell you that I really had my breath taken away. Frank was in a restaurant. He had come out from, I think it was the kitchen area, wearing flamenco pants. Hello?
Yeah.
You don't believe me?
How old was he?
He was 43. Oh, I see. Okay, so a guy...
Why was he wearing flamenco pants?
He was wearing flamenco pants. You know, I don't even know why I'm wasting my breath.
No, you gotta tell us, Miss Dooley. You can't just go away.
Yeah, you gotta tell us now.
He just called me Miss Dooley.
What? I'm sorry, Miss Dooley.
He was wearing flamenco pants because there'd been a fire at their home, and his first wife, Shirlene, had not gotten all of the clothes to the dry cleaners that they wanted to get to the dry cleaners. And apparently, the fire swept through Frank's wardrobe.
And all he had left were these flamenco pants.
Get the smile off your face, please.
It's off.
Yes, all he had were flamenco pants and the tap shoes that go with them. And he had a big, bright Hawaiian shirt to go with it. And that's what he wore into Nick's Fish Market that night when I first saw him.
Nick's Fish Market in Hollywood?
No, Phil, in Durango, Texas. Yes, in Hollywood, for God's sake.
Well, I don't work Nick's Fish Market. Probably died down Long Beach or something.
No, it was a very upscale restaurant at one time. I don't know where it is now.
And Frank went into Nick's Fish Market wearing flamenco pants.
Thank you very much.
Well, here she goes, man. Doesn't matter. David can tell her she's got to stay here. Doesn't make any difference. You see, you have to understand something.
You wish a woman loves you as much as I love Frank.
Yeah, I do. You're right. You're right, I do.
That's a cold shot, Mr. Henry. She never should have said that.
No. That's fine.
You'll never have a woman love you the way I love Frank.
I don't care, Margaret. I'll do the best I can with what I got in this world.
Would you put on flamenco pants?
Are you going to yell at me from the bathroom, or are you going to come in here and talk?
Fine. Would you put on flamenco pants?
To impress a woman?
Yes, to impress a woman, yes.
No, not if I didn't know her well. If she was my wife, if she was a longtime friend, if she was a longtime lover, if she was a pal or, you know, or more, yeah, I'd put on flamenco pants. I would not put on flamenco pants and walk into a restaurant because there's a chick there that I want to impress. That's the last thing I'd do. What about mariachi?
What about the mariachi slacks?
Mariachi slacks? No, 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 no.
You don't know. You know, you don't know nothing. I mean anything.
Yeah. Okay, folks, there you go. Bobby has hung up on me, so we never will get the real story behind the whole trip up there to that. We'll try to get somebody else on the line who knows something about it. All I know is that we got email from members of our homeowners association who say that the money is being misappropriated, that there was no money spent on any, quote, fact-finding trip to a winery, that in point of fact, they went somewhere else and did something else, probably sat at some Greek restaurant somewhere, swilled down the Greek wine, watched them dance and throw the glasses, fell in love with a bunch of guys in flamenco pants. I don't know. You know, what?
Let's do it.
I'm not taking her call right now. She can put her on hold. So we'll see what transpires from all of that. We're online at philhenryshow.com as well. So pick up a backstage pass and watch the old show, man, as we do it for you every night online. PhilHenryShow.com. We'll be right back. 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. All right, welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. And, of course, online at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass, the live streaming video of the show, as well as our podcast, as well as our online store, as well as 5,000 hours of audio, as well as the new world, baby. The new world, the new horizon. It's a whole new thing, man. Whole new thing, whole new on-demand kind of a thing, you know. So I would dare say that a lot of the people listening to us right now, and, of course, if they're listening right now, they're listening live. But at some point when they hear me saying this, they will be listening on demand as well, you know.
It is a changing world. It really is. But the world has not changed so much that you laugh at a woman when she shows love and, yes, even passion for a man in mariachi pants.
Yeah, okay, we back on that?
Yes, we are back on that because I think there is an apology owed.
Well, I know that whoever it is, what is the guy?
It's Steve Dooley. He's going to be on the line here in a minute or something.
Steve Dooley is on the line from the Russian River. I thought that he was... Are you with your wife, Mr. Dooley, or...
I was telling my wife that I'm actually on the Russian River.
Well, how far... Where is your wife?
My wife's website is Western Estates.
Why did you say Webfoot Estates?
I'm just nervous.
All right, I understand that you're nervous, sir.
So, Steve, just so Phil understands, you're not trying to lord it over him or otherwise be a, someone who's controlling the conversation. You just want him to know about how much you love your wife.
I love my wife very much, and I don't want to do it.
Well, why did she say, rub my shoulders if you're at the Russian River?
I'm just, she thought it'd be something that I could do.
Even though you're not in the same house?
I don't know.
And why have you called?
I want to set the record straight about it when I came in wearing the pants.
All right, fine, sir. I don't think there's a record that needs to be set straight. I think that it's understood that you were wearing mariachi pants and that Bobby found that to be very exciting. The only thing that I was talking about, Steve, is that I thought it was a little amusing.
Well, that part kind of hurt my feelings and everything. I put on a mariachi pants because Bobby liked it, you know, and...
No, I understand she likes it.
Right. And a lot of times I've done that. If I'm out working and I want to go and do a special job for somebody, I'll put on a pair of Peter Pan outfit.
Why did you say Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Why a Peter Pan outfit?
It's a costume and some women think it's attractive.
So you're a landscaper, right?
Yes, he's a landscaper.
Hold on, I'll do it.
Okay, but I'm trying to... Steve, he says he's nervous.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm sorry, what?
He's a landscaper who gets into costume because some of the women that are his clients...
A lot of women like it, and they think it looks hot.
All right, so this wearing of the mariachi pants came from that?
Yeah, and then I walked in. I came in from work one night. Bobby saw me wearing a mariachi pant. She was very excited by it, and ever since then, not tonight, that's what happened.
All right. I apologize for laughing, and I commend you on your entrepreneurial effort there. Has that given you a lot of business?
Well, I think clients, they like it and everything.
What kind of... So you wear mariachi pants. So this is you doing landscaping?
Yes, sir.
And you have a crew that helps you, right?
Oh, yeah, I do, but I don't... Not tell them, unless the children want it. We've had a couple of requests. Children want to see us dressed in gopher suits. And we found a wardrobe company, a costume company.
Hold on, what was that again?
Gopher suits. Gopher costumes?
Yeah, gopher costume.
So how many guys work for you?
I've got three helpers. One of them's my project manager. And so all told, most of them, I have about five guys on crew.
All right, so you got five guys on the crew landscaping a house, and you guys were dressed in gopher suits.
Yes, sir. Don't let kids look outside and feel reassured. They see five big gophers. And now I know it sounds funny, but the kids will feel reassured that the gophers, they see gophers out there on the job.
The kids are reassured?
Yeah, because this power...
I'll do it, Steve. This was the home of the kids. Their father was out of town. He was on business. The children were very worried. Daddy wasn't home. And so the mother hired Steve's landscaping company to dress in gopher suits to lay... What were you laying?
I was laying her... I'm sorry. I was laying...
What did you just say?
Nothing, sir. I was laying the sprinkler system and, the sprinkler system and also put in some travertine tiles, what I'm trying to say.
And, all right, okay. And then the kids feel... Why would the kids... It's very interesting. The kids are reassured looking outside, seeing the gopher suit. Okay. Steve Dooley with us.
Yeah, because the kids just look out and see the big gophers...
Well, kids will look outside and see the large gophers going about their business.
Just, yeah, it's relaxing. It helps the children calm down if they see they're big gophers, they're giant gophers, but nonetheless, they are giant gophers going and minding their own business.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know that. I mean, if you ask me.
What? I'll try and help you with it.
Yeah, you do that, bud. Why don't you help me with this one, man? How is it relaxing for a kid to see a gopher minding its own business?
Steve, that'll be all. Phil thinks everything's funny now.
Oh, I totally understand.
Is that right?
Yes.
I just think that it's weird, man. I don't know what relaxes a kid about seeing, you know.
Well, I mean, like this, Mr. Renner.
Am I the only guy here tonight that understands that something's way off about this show? I mean, you guys, everything that I hear that's weird, everything that I hear that is out there in outer space, you guys look at me like I'm nuts.
I don't think so, Phil. I think that we all came to the agreement that, I forget what we did, but there was one, we all agree that animals should not be abused.
Right, but you couldn't agree on the specifics. You know, you're all about riding an elephant from town to town. All of you guys thought that was just fantastic.
Bill, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it necessarily if the elephant is not abused, but I don't think that it is a natural act for an elephant to be in a circus and to have an agent, a press agent, sitting on him, riding him into town for ceremonial reasons. Put the elephant back in the jungle where the elephant damn well belongs.
And how are children going to see that?
Yeah, that's the other thing, Mr. Aaron. I was telling people that, and they go, what about a kid? Kid'll never see an elephant.
Ain't that too bad? Let me tell you something. A kid can look in a book and see an elephant, get the kid up off of his little ass, have him earn some money himself in his lifetime, take his wife and his kids, and take him down to Africa and look at an elephant. You can go on those, what do you call them, those photographic safaris?
Yeah, man, if you had like $30,000 a person, man, normal people can't afford that.
So what you're telling me, then, is that normal people, regular people, folks that are middle class, the lower middle class, perhaps, because they're so poor, why don't we just go ahead and grab some animal out of the wild and just torture these creatures to death for the rest of their lives so some poor kid can look at one? No way. Not a chance. I don't agree with that.
So only the wealthy kid?
I guess so. That's not the way I'd like it, but that seems to be the way the world is built. You don't get to take a beautiful creature like that and torture the damn thing to death and put it through the agony of the damned because, oh, well, every kid gets the chance to see a poor, crippled up, arthritic, abused, beaten down creature one of God's creatures now chained up at night, or like those whales down there in SeaWorld that bob up and down in a tank for God knows how many hours a day before they get to go out and swim in front of people. What do you think they're doing, man, when they're not working, when they're not doing all that acrobatic crap?
They're swimming around.
Oh, are they swimming around? Where are they swimming around, man? Where?
Well, they have a tank?
No, they don't have a tank. Those animals are cooped up in the most unnatural setting for a whale that you could imagine. Whales are used to traveling thousands of miles. They swim, man. They dive, baby. That's what they do. SeaWorld is a toilet. They ought to shut that place down as a criminal enterprise tomorrow. And don't go into this stuff. Those guys at SeaWorld really crack me up when they start pretending like they're animal rights people. Boy, you kill me with that. And they kill me with their whole environmental... You ain't got an environment. I went down, man. I talked to some of the people at the Aquarium of the Pacific. I won't name any names, but...
Phil, don't get them in trouble.
I'm not going to get them in trouble. But I asked them. I asked a couple people. Let's just say that they didn't work anywhere, that they were just freelance. And I said, what do you think about... they didn't want to comment about SeaWorld and their bullcrap.
Well, Phil, you've just alienated SeaWorld, McDonald's, Diet Pepsi, Walt Disney.
How did I alienate Walt Disney?
What do you mean alienate?
How did I alienate Walt Disney?
When you started talking all kinds of garbage about Chud. I don't know. Isn't Chud a Disney film? It could be.
Is Chud a Disney film? Woo, man, you are something, baby. All right, we'll be back.
Don't you ever call me baby. Excuse me.
Yeah, we'll be right back. What an animal. World famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back after all of this simple-minded stuff. I get a feeling to come round your house.